You'll take your copy of God's Word and turn to Joshua chapter 14. You'll find that on page 241 in the Pew Bible. You might title this chapter The Rest of the Story, or Errata, if you like to write. Joshua is picking up a few themes that were started earlier on in the books of Moses, and giving us a conclusion to the matter, as it were, and pointing us to Christ. It falls out the first five verses referring to the number of the tribes, and in 6 through 15, specifically dealing with Caleb and God's dealing with him. In the first five verses, he's dealing with a phenomenon you may have wondered about. That is that there were 12 sons of Jacob, or of Israel. And yet, as we're looking at the division of land, there are two names that weren't in the original number. And there's one name missing, that is, two names missing. Joseph is missing as a name, and Levi is missing as a distribution. What's happened? Well, the blessings of the father and the right of the firstborn were passed normally to the firstborn. But if he disqualified himself, then they passed to the next one down. And it turns out that the first 10 of the sons of Jacob disqualified themselves. We could go down the list. Reuben disqualified himself by incest with his father's wives. Levi and Simeon disqualified themselves by their misuse of the covenant sign to trick the Shechemites. Judah committed adultery with Tamar. All of them betrayed Joseph and sold him into slavery, supposedly into death, and certainly in exile from the people. God, through Jacob, then gives the double portion to Joseph by claiming his two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, as equal with the rest of the brothers. Levi is not included because of the faithfulness during the rebellion in the desert. The Levites came to Moses' aid, and they were rewarded by God by receiving the special inheritance, that is, that he and his service would be their inheritance. They would be the priests and the keepers of all the things having to do with the tabernacle and temple. And so that's explained in kind of a summary form here in the first five verses. The second part of the chapter deals with Caleb. And you remember that there were 12 spies sent out. We have that record in Numbers chapter 13. 10 came back with a report. Yes, it's a wonderful land. It's beautiful. But there are huge fortified cities. The warriors are like the sons of Anak or the Nephilim. They're huge and mighty, and we are but grasshoppers in their sights. We cannot go in. We cannot take this land. Caleb and Joshua brought a different report. Yes, brothers, the land is beautiful. The walls are high. The people are big, and God is even bigger. Let us enter in, trusting into our God. Those two, Caleb and Joshua, were the only two of that first generation, 20 and older, that made it into the promised land. Not even Moses, because of his disobedience, made it in. And now Joshua records what happened to Caleb. It's 45 years later. He was 40 years old when he spied out the land. He's now 85. He says, my strength is not diminished one bit. And brother, give me the hardest territory. Give me the land of the Anak, and I will take it if the Lord's with me. And the conclusion is the land had rest from the war. That is, God heard him and gave the land rest because of his faithfulness. Now, that's interesting. It's good for your Bible trivia. What does it have to do with us? It has to do with the fact that in the first five verses speak of the real inheritor, the one who would receive all that the Father had, the only rightful son and heir of God is Jesus Christ. Yet he willingly shares all that with his brothers and sisters that are adopted. We all become brothers, sons of God through Jesus Christ. And Caleb's life speaks to us, whether young or old. Our strength is not finally in our arm or our mind or our wallet or our conniving or our plotting and scheming. Our might to accomplish things, to have significance in this world, is if we will entrust ourselves fully to Jesus Christ. And then he will see us through the battles of life. Though they may seem like they're giants, they will fall before us if it's in the Lord's hand. So let's read this portion of God's word, being reminded of these things that point us to Christ in his kingdom. God's word for you. These are the inheritances that the people of Israel received in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the heads of the fathers' houses of the tribes of the people of Israel gave them to inherit. Their inheritance was by lot, just as the Lord had commanded by the hand of Moses for the 9.5 tribes. For Moses had given an inheritance to the 2 1/2 tribes beyond the Jordan, but to the Levites he gave no inheritance among them. For the people of Joseph were 2 tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim, and no portion was given to the Levites in the land, but only cities to dwell in, and their pasture lands for their livestock and their substance. The people of Israel did as the Lord commanded Moses. They allotted the land. Then the people of Judah came to Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him, "You know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, in Kadesh Barnea concerning you and me. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought him word again as it was in my heart. But my brothers who went up with me made the heart of the people melt. Yet I wholly followed the Lord my God." And Moses swore on that day, saying, "Surely the land on which your foot has trodden shall be an inheritance for you and your children forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God. And now behold, the Lord has kept me alive, just as he said, these 45 years since the time that the Lord spoke this word to Moses while Israel walked in the wilderness. And now behold, I am this day 85 years old. I am still as strong today as I was the day that Moses sent me. My strength is now as my strength was then, for war and for going and coming. So now, give me this hill country which the Lord spoke on that day, for you heard on that day how the Anakim were there with great fortified cities. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I will drive them out, just as the Lord said." Then Joshua blessed him, and he gave Hebron to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, for an inheritance. Therefore, Hebron became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, to this day, because he wholly followed the Lord, the God of Israel. Now the name of Hebron formerly was Kiriath Arba. Arba was the greatest man among the Anakim, and the land had rest from the war. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God abides forever and ever.